the mind of God in the inspired Word of God. Note also here in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse number 38, our Lord said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life." Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we are thankful that we can love you. Thank you that you've chosen to love us first and foremost, and therefore we can love you with all of our hearts, and all of our minds and strength, O God. And we pray as we spend these few moments within your precious word, that you would teach us how we can truly be students of the word, that we might gain your approval, be equipped for service, and rightly divide the word of truth. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray, amen. The Lord Jesus said, "Did ye never read the Scriptures?" That was a sharp rebuke to those religious leaders, and that wording is very precise. Did ye never? And this is the eternal Son of God that knows all things. And what a rebuke. Did ye never read the Scriptures? So we need to begin by reading the Scriptures. If we're to be students of the Word, we need to know the content. We need to know what is within the sacred text. And also, the Lord Jesus made reference to search the Scriptures. Read the Scriptures that we might gain a knowledge of the Word of God. But we are also called upon to search the Scriptures. To search the Scriptures. The word search here in verse number 39 means to investigate. Investigate. The Bible makes reference to the people of Berea as being a people that searched the Scriptures. Note there in Acts chapter 17, please. Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17, verses 11 and 12. Verse 10, it tells us that this is in reference to the people of Berea, and note then verse 11, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed, also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men not a few." So these Bereans, they searched the Scriptures, and because they had an open heart and they were willing to investigate the Scriptures, many were converted. Because in verse 12 it reads, "Therefore many of them believed." And I think we often quote this out of context, and we make reference to the fact that we as Christians need to be like the Berean believers. But let me remind you, they weren't believers yet. They became believers because they searched the Scriptures. They were the people of Berea, and note what it reads there, that they had a readiness of mind, they were willing to be taught. They searched the Scriptures whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believed. So this group of people of Berea, they were open-minded to truth. They searched the Scriptures daily. And as a result, they were led into truth. And many of them believed. So the principle of searching the Scriptures. And a note back in John chapter 5, verse number 39, the Lord Jesus said to these religious Jews that you need to search the Scriptures. You need to investigate the Scriptures and make sure that you have eternal life. As it reads there in verse 39, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. For they are they which testify of me. If you go back to verse 16, please, of John chapter 5, verses 16 to 18, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verse 28, marvel not at this, for the hour is come in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. So search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. God said to these religious Jews, you need to investigate the scriptures and make sure that you have eternal life. God rebuked these Jews, for they thought they possessed eternal life, but he assured them that they did not, and besides that, they will not believe. Look at verse 40. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. They would not believe that Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. And if you go to John chapter 8, quickly please, John chapter 8, verse number 24. John 8:24, our Lord said, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. So the Lord Jesus made it very clear that unless a person believes that Jesus Christ is one with God the Father, the eternal Son of God, then they will die in their sins. And if you read carefully there in John chapter 5, they were questioning the Lord Jesus. They were questioning his deed, and they were questioning his person. And therefore Jesus said, these people do not believe that I am one with God the Father. So therefore he said to them, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. Beloved, we need to investigate the scriptures. We need to not only read the scriptures, we need to have a knowledge of the Word of God, but also we need to search the scriptures. We need to investigate the scriptures that we might have our spiritual needs met. See, the Bereans searched the scriptures daily, and because they had a readiness of mind, they were willing to be guided, they were willing to be